Thanks so much for joining us for another edition of our open mic program. We do have the county judge, Roger Hooper, with us, as well as Scott Bradley, the sheriff of Van Buren County. You guys come together when it seems like there's crisis, unfortunately, much crisis in Van Buren County. I think before we went on mic, you said there's 4 tornadoes, Scott, since you have been in office that's hit Van Buren County. And how many disasters?
Since 2008, we had 14 declared decorations.
Oh, it's unbelievable. Well, we did have a tornado on April the 10th that hit Van Buren County, and you guys have come together for volunteerism. Let's talk about it, Roger.
Well, volunteerism weekend is this weekend, the 27th and 28th. We're going to have our check-in at the old Walmart parking lot there where the grand showroom is now. And then on Sunday, they're planning to have a church services at the high school auditorium there in Clinton from 9 to 10.
And Scott, there's a lot of things needed. Let's talk about that.
Well, right now, some of the things that are needed, a lot of the trees are still down, so they need to try to help get some of these trees out of the folks' yard. Chainsaws and people to run the chainsaws. If you can't run a chainsaw, if you can drag brush, you know, to help load it. We need skilled workers for roof repair, any kind of construction that they're able to do to help rebuild some of the roofs, some of the things. Demolition crew, I mean, there's some things that need to be tore down. That just can't be rebuilt. And obviously there's a need for heavy equipment operators to run tractors or bulldozers or things like that.
Now, Roger, how many homes were actually hit?
There was a total of 69 infected. 6 were totally destroyed. 14 had major damage and probably have to be tore down. 29 either had a real heavy roof damage or part of the building is missing. And 20 of them were affected, maybe shingles off or siding off, something like that. So that's 69.
And there also was a church damage totaled as well. That's Esther's church, I believe.
That's correct. Up on Highway 65. And also there was a fire department out at Walnut Grove that lost their building, but none of the equipment was seriously damaged.
And power was out for quite some time, too, Scott. I know you guys were on the ground as soon as it happened.
I believe it hit Wednesday afternoon, somewhere 7, 8 o'clock in the evening, somewhere around that. And I think the power was restored completely on Sunday afternoon, roughly. I'd like to thank all the electric company people who came out and worked and helped. They worked tirelessly around the clock and got the power back on for everybody.
Those linemen, our salute to them, because we talk about them for every disaster. It seemed like they get their money's worth out of those guys for sure. Well, where do we need to contact and what's the number if they need more information, Roger?
Two people that are coordinating this is David Cook at 501-253-1931 and David Holcomb at 501-592-1380. And the Van Buren County Rescue Squad is going to be at the check-in place to sign everybody up that comes through.
Well, guys, thanks for taking time and talking with us open mic, and we hope to have a whole bunch of volunteers this weekend.
Thank you. Appreciate you.